The CLP member for Fong Lim is Dr. Tansel Rahman. He is the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee, which put this report together. Pretty much everyone was caught by surprise on this one. That report was sort of meant to be tabled, my understanding was, a couple of weeks ago. That's when it was scheduled for. Why did you do it yesterday?
Good afternoon, Lorella. Thanks very much for having me. So the terms of reference that we received on the 14th of May from the Attorney General asked us to report back by the end of September. So that was always the timeline and what we've always consistently maintained we do. On the 1st of September, I felt, as did the rest of the committee, as is documented in the minutes, that we could use some extra time to put together the report and perhaps submit it a final report later. But on the 5th of September, we were advised that the government wanted the final report on the 30th of September. So we all did the very best we could to deliver the best report we could within those time constraints. And once it was tabled with the Speaker out of session, according to the standing orders of the Parliament, it becomes a document that is then deemed to have been published. So as a result, yesterday it just automatically got put on the website.
Okay, so you've just highlighted something there, that this sort of very quick turnaround, some criticism has been talked about, particularly given that your government said the former ALP government hadn't really hosted enough community consultations in remote areas. So therefore, where did your committee go to host community consultations in this second round?
Well, on the 2nd of September, we tabled the second interim report for the VAD inquiry. And that is basically an exhaustive list of where we went and who we spoke to. And we put that out there to provide transparency for Territorians, so everyone knows exactly who we spoke to, where we went, and the information we've tried to gather. It's my belief that we've gathered extremely important information and voices and new data from Territorians out bush to supplement what we already know. And it's my commitment that that information should see the light of day insofar as is possible. And so we have the report, we have some drafting instructions. We also recently, as is noted in the associated minutes, have agreed to publish the first sort of handful of transcripts from being out bush. Public hearings from the 5th of August and the 5th of September, transcripts are already available. So there's a lot of detail there, if you like. So, I mean, at the moment, what's going to be catching the headlines is the government has decided to move ahead and draft a bill, which is great news. It will be based, I hope, on the drafting instructions that the committee has provided. The report is, you know, the exhaustive best effort to explain those drafting instructions, why those choices have been made. But there is a huge body of evidence that underpins that in terms of 400 plus submissions, hundreds of hours of testimony that we've gathered out in remote Indigenous communities. And I hope that people will take the time to dig into all of that.
Okay, so Attorney General Marie-Claire Boothby, she has spoken today and she says the legislation is going to take some time to write. When it hits the floor of Parliament, it is going to a conscience vote. Bill Yan has already come out and said he is voting yes. How will you vote?
I have no idea. Until I see a bill, I wouldn't presume to vote yes or no for anything. If the bill ends up looking like voluntary assisted legislation from Switzerland or Belgium, I probably ain't going to vote for it because I don't think there are enough checks and balances in that kind of system. But if the bill ends up looking something like a Australian VAD model bill, then I suspect I probably would be more inclined to vote for it. I certainly know that within my electorate of Fong Lim that there's a lot of support for this, but I'm going to be testing that proposition not just based on who I spoke to on a doorstep, but by surveying my whole electorate very shortly.
But you said you had over 400 submissions and you've been deep in it for quite a lengthy period of time now. And they have also talked about what's happening in the ACT and using some of that legislation. So it's not unreasonable to ask you if you're going to vote yes or no.
Oh, I'm saying to you that I wouldn't vote, say that I'd vote yes or no to any bill until I see the actual bill. I'm saying that most likely if there was a bill drafted on the basis of these drafting instructions, that I'd be very likely to vote yes for it as well. But I have no idea what bill will come before
really?
The House.
Really? So no idea because didn't you put this together?
No. We were in charge of an inquiry to deliver within a specific time frame. The last requirement in that inquiry was to provide drafting instructions for model legislation if we thought that there was majority support, if you like, for that. So that's what we've done. Mm. Now it's really up to the government. The government, I am pleased to see, has decided that it's moving immediately towards drafting a bill and not just going to twiddle its thumbs for 6 months. That's great news for advocates of VAT. And I think it's good because I think Territorians should have access to some sort of VAT legislation. And that was the majority view of the committee, as is expressed in a report that we produced with no dissenting reports, which says recommendation one, we should have some sort of VAT legislation.
Most states require a person to be dying within 6 to 12 months yep. to be eligible for VAD. Your committee is recommending a no time frame for the Northern Territory. How did your committee land on that position?
Yeah, I'm happy to tell you. So that's the issue of prognosis. So VAD legislation has evolved over time, starting in 2017, most recently in Victoria, through to the most recent ACT bill. And it's evolved in each place in terms of the checks and balances in the system and been tweaked. The ACT is the most recent one where they decided a 6 or 12 month prognosis on timeframe to death wasn't realistic. And the committee's view, in short, was the same. They did a huge amount of work on this in the ACT. And essentially, it was my personal position, and it ended up being our consensus position, that we should dispense with that requirement. There are a number of key areas where we have departed from the 2024 expert inquiries report. And so those will need to be explained, because in principle support for VAT is fine, but it's the details and devil's in the detail, right? It's the nitty gritty and understanding how to make something that's going to work for as many people as possible, not cost a bomb, actually happen sometime in the conceivable future. So we've been making those tough decisions to be pragmatic. And look, Lorella, I would say one other thing, and that is that my commitment from the very beginning has been to ensure that we progress the issue of VAT for Territorians, not necessarily to vote in favour one way or the other, but to run an inquiry with rigor and with integrity. And you know, we've gone out bush and we've found out what people have to say, and I hope that all of that sees the light of day.
Interesting, as you say, with rigor. Opponents like the Christian lobby, they say introducing VAD would put the Northern Territory on a, what, quote-unquote, slippery slope. What do you think of that as a position, slippery slope?
Yeah, so I think it's a weak argument, and that's why I want everyone to look at all the submissions and look at all the data. The slippery slope argument doesn't really bear out in the Australian data, but it does, for example, in a lot of European places where the restrictions on VAT are much more loose than they are here. Here, the Australian model of VAT is pretty tight in terms of checks and balances to make sure that you get a doctor to say yes, then you get a second one, and then you have to have proper consent provisions and proper administration provisions. You know, it's quite rigorous. So I reject that argument, but I think there's lots of people who have legitimate reasons to oppose VAT, and they should be allowed to be heard as well.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing.
I'm delighted to be here and happy to do it. Yeah.
On an aside, do you know about the temperature in a car on the dash, like in your car?
I know that I haven't stopped sweating in the last 2 years since coming back to Darwin. And once upon a time, I used to be able to ride as a kid from Karama to cricket training in Morara and not break a sweat. And now, basically, in the distance between the car park and coming into the ABC studio, I've had to change my shirt. So, Lorella, the car temperature inside my car is, you know,
it's,
I don't
hot.
Know what. It is hot. It is hot all the time, everywhere except in the parliamentary chamber, I'm finding. So, absolutely.
All right. I'll leave you to it. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.